Hello there. Thank you again for listening to History's Great Mysteries, a bi-weekly show where I hopefully can blow your mind every week with every event that I discuss. I'm your host, Nick, and today, I have something so special for you guys, and I am beyond excited to lay it out for you. Because, and I'm being dead serious when I say this, if you guys remember me for like any one episode, I want it to be this one. I truly cannot understate how much this episode in particular means to me. I've been working my butt off getting this all prepared for you guys, and this importance that I'm laying on it it stems from a few reasons. Firstly, this case that I'll talk to you guys about today has straight up haunted me for years now, like actually in my nightmares. I have never covered a case up thus far in this podcast that has really stuck with me and resonated with me in the way that this one has. And this case kind of all centers around a video that we'll get into later. But anytime, even to this day, that I watch this video, I still get like full body chills watching this video. It still sticks with me. And you can see why I would want to get to the bottom of this. And then secondly, another reason I'm so excited is that me personally, coming from my background and where my skill set lies in this world, I actually think I have something that I can offer to this case, new research that can maybe get us closer to solving it. And I'm really excited to lay this research that I've done out for you guys as well. And again, I'll explain all of this in more detail. It's very vague right now. But all I can really say for now is just buckle in, make sure you have the lights on, because today we are going to examine the haunting tale of the Fresno Nightcrawlers. So, like I alluded to, this whole case centers around a video, a single haunting, mind-bending video, and it's very important that you as the listener take any opportunity you can to watch this video before you continue to listen to this podcast. And I've linked it on my Facebook page, you know, History's Great Mysteries on Facebook, in the post that's specifically about this episode, but it can also be found by YouTubing, and you have to YouTube specifically this Fresno Alien Nightcrawler High Quality. And what will pop up, as long as you click on a video that isn't a bunch of commentary around it, is this grainy security cam footage from the year of 2007. And, you know, for those of you who are in the car or otherwise unable to pull up this video, I will do my absolute best to describe it to you. It's really unnerving, and it's kind of hard to put all of it into words exactly, but I will do my best. It's truly like a bone-chilling video to watch. But in any case, what you see when you pull up this video is there's some grainy footage, right? It's a security camera, and it's aimed at the front yard of an unassuming home in Fresno, California. The story began when the homeowner, a man named Jose, he only gave his name as Jose, starts to grow a bit nervous come nighttime. What he was experiencing is that night after night, he keeps hearing the barking of dogs and then just general disruption in the neighborhood that makes him think that perhaps there are like thieves and other unsavory characters up to no good in his neighborhood, you know, slinking around in the dark. So Jose buys a security camera and installs it overlooking his front yard. Then sure enough, one night he is awoken by just absolute frantic dog barking around 1 a.m. And he gets out of bed and he goes to check his new security camera tapes, right? And what does he see? Well, that specifically may never be known what exactly he saw, but it was something. And he is frightened beyond belief. And the next morning he like takes these videos and he tries to find anyone who can give him some answers. So what exactly did he witness? What is on this forsaken video? And again, I'll do my best to describe it, to put it into words, but it is tough. So what he sees, of course, is that, you know, it's his front yard at night. It's dark. The only illumination is from his front porch lights that are casting, you know, small beams of light across his front yard. And he doesn't have like a huge yard. It's a very picket fence, like, 20 meter square yard, right? Other than that, it's quite dark. You can kind of see across the street in the background another house's like porch lights on way in the back, but you can't really make out anything beyond that, again, because it is so dark. And initially in this video, everything is still, nothing out of place. But then, out of the darkness, from the far corner of his yard, this shape kind of just walks into view. And people have actually like stammered for years trying to accurately describe this thing, what this shape is, this cryptid. And God, is it creepy looking. Like, it, and I'm going to try my best to describe it. It kind of looks like a stick figure with two legs and just like a skinny head on top, but no arms. And it's pretty short too, when compared to the height of the tree that's in view. And it's wearing some kind of like white fabric across its whole body. And this fabric kind of slightly swishes around in the wind as it walks. And it walks hauntingly, like one little stick leg at a time. Oh, I'm getting like goosebumps just describing this. But it just kind of walks in a line across the yard, with one stick leg moving after the other. And like the best that I can kind of describe how it's walking is, if you've seen people who are good at walking on stilts, but this was like insanely good, right? It was just very purposeful walking. No bend of the legs. It's just the stick walking across the yard, and you can't make out any great details because, again, this video that we have online is very grainy. And again, the camera situation back in 2007 wasn't what we have today as well. So, but anyways, this first creature that we see walking across the yard, it happens at 12:42 at midnight. And this is known because there is actually a timestamp in the bottom of the video, that gives, exact timing of when these creatures were seen. And I say creatures because we have that first one at 12:42 that walks kind of slowly across the yard. And then only 4 minutes later, a second creature is seen walking across the lawn. And this one seems to be walking even faster. And if you guys like look up one video of this thing, second video is usually the one that is on the internet that people talk about, because this one's walking very fast. It's very easy to discern the shape. Because it's walking so fast, you see this fabric swishing in the wind really well. And like I said, it goes along a very similar path, but a lot faster, and then eventually leaves beneath the camera and out of view. And it looks exactly like the first creature, pretty much exact. The only difference is the speed that they were walking. This video is grainy enough and it is dark enough that you, even when it's really close to the camera at the bottom of the frame, you still can't really make out a lot of details. And this inability to make out details is really where all of the question marks stem from, right? And so you may be saying, okay, well, Nick, like something unexplained was caught on video. And that doesn't necessarily mean that we're talking about something crazy, something supernatural. Just because we can't make it out doesn't mean that it's worth my time, essentially, right? And I would agree with you for the most part. But I will explain to you why this case got me so interested. Now, Jose, upon seeing these creatures in his front yard on the tapes, was obviously terrified, like I said, like any homeowner would be. You just saw these random creatures walk across your front yard. You want to get some answers. So the news station that he contacted came out the next day to look at these tapes for themselves, and they also had no idea what was going on. And then there was this specific journalist that Jose, I guess, trusted, who he wanted to kind of investigate this case, right? But surprisingly, Univision didn't really take a huge interest in what happened, even though they couldn't explain it. There wasn't like front page news or anything, breaking news on the television or anything like that. Essentially, what it came down to is that they had this one journalist that got the details of the case and then came out to like a public seminar presentation thing where he kind of did like a PowerPoint explaining everything, showing the video. And this is really where like the public got its first, hands on this case. And then from there, you know, the internet conspiracy theorists have taken it by storm, really. But I will say, and this is what got me interested in it, is that it really didn't get popular, really didn't catch fire until 2010, when it was the subject on a popular sci-fi TV show called Fact or Faked. Now, some of you may have seen this show back in the day. It no longer runs. I would bet most of you probably haven't seen this show, so I'll try to explain essentially what they did. Fact or Faked is this show that I really enjoyed because they kind of took a different angle at a lot of these supernatural videos. They would take these videos, much like the one I'm talking about today, and they would try to prove that it was faked before they take any steps in the supernatural direction, right? So they had a team of people with each with their own specialties, you know, like a camera expert, an engineer, a stunt expert, a forensic analyst, right? And they take all these specialties and then go out to the actual places that these videos were taken and try to recreate them. They try to prove that they were faked, right? And only after, you know, trial and error and not getting to any conclusion can they say, okay, maybe something else is going on here, right? So this team takes an interest in the Fresno Nightcrawler case. They travel out to Fresno. They go to the exact same front yard and they talk to Jose, who still lives there, right? This is in 2010. And Jose, you know, is showing them around, showing them the yard, showing where he had the camera. And they do everything in their power, the team, to recreate the exact scenario. They wait till nighttime. They put a similar camcorder on the exact same spot on the wall, aim it in the exact same angle. You can see that there it's the same yard when you compare videos side by side. You see the tree, and then there's this, you know, this yard here, right, that's fenced off. I'm sorry if I forgot to mention that earlier. This whole yard is just a square fenced off yard, which kind of adds to the mystery a little bit. But essentially what they do is they have this video or this camcorder up and they're like, all right, let's try to recreate the video. Let's try to get as close as we can and see maybe something else is going on here, right? So the first thing they think is, okay, what if this video is so grainy that it's actually just a child walking across the yard and we just can't really tell because it is so grainy? So what they do is they take a local kid who's like 3 foot something, right? And they dress him in this like white fabric clothing, right? And they have them walk across the yard in the exact same pattern that the creatures did back in the original videos. And when they compare the videos side by side, right, they're like, okay, nope, not a child. What we see here in the original videos does not resemble a child, does not walk like a child, does not walk like a human in any way, shape, or form, right? So, okay, X that one off. It's probably not a child. And then so number two, the second thing that they try in this show is they think, okay, maybe this is some kind of puppeteering. There's this object on like a line that's being pulled through a pulley system that enables, you can't see the line in the video, maybe, and you have this stick figure thing kind of shuffling across the yard in a convincing manner, but maybe it is just puppeteering. So what they do is they set up this exact scenario. They build a little Nightcrawler looking thing. They hook it to a line and they pull it across the yard, right? And then they compare those videos side by side and they're not getting it. They're not getting something that's similar to the video. And essentially what they were seeing in their pulley system is that there was a lot of sway back and forth. You know what I mean? Left and right and swaying in the wind. And it doesn't have a convincing pattern of walking. You know what I mean? If you were to imagine an animal walking across a yard, it's convincing. It's every step is very similar, right? Whereas with this puppet flowing in the wind, you have back and forth, left and right, you know, random movement that they can't quite easily control with this whole line system. And so as a result, the videos don't look similar at all. And so they X that one off. They say, okay, maybe it wasn't that. Maybe what we have here is some clever video editing. Maybe there was someone in the yard that was actually making the stick figure walk like right above it, right? Like a direct puppet where they're just kind of walking it themselves with their hands across the yard. And then they edited themselves out of the video later. And then that's what we see is the edited video with the human taken out of the video, right? So they try this as well. And it looks a little bit closer, but again, you can see that there's differences in the manner and you know, when they're directly puppeteering this thing across the yard from above, it just isn't consistent, right? And that can be chalked up to maybe they weren't as consistent as they should have been. But at the end of the day, when you look at these original videos, you have these very consistent this consistent walking motion across the yard that is so unnervingly purposeful, and so you can't disregard the fact that there's almost no swaying. It really does look like it's a creature walking. And so at the end of this whole thing, they couldn't come up with an exact replica of what they saw in the video. They couldn't prove that it was faked. So at the end, they kind of all get back together and they're like, hey, like, we couldn't recreate it. We have no idea what's going on here. We cannot explain what is seen in these original tapes. And additionally, they also had like Jose's voice analyzed, I guess. I don't, you know, they didn't give a ton of detail on this, but they said they analyzed his voice when he was talking about it and detected no deception, right? So that maybe points to the idea that he is telling the truth about what happened as well. And after seeing this episode again, after seeing the video over and over again, and me getting chills every time I see it, it just compounded the mystery for me and the desire to know what the heck is seen on these videos back in 2007. Now, after the fact or faked episode that I just recorded, there was a lot of interest in the world about these Fresno Nightcrawlers. Like I said, it kind of caught on a little bit. And people like me were stammering to try to understand what was going on. But for the most part, since 2007, right, we haven't had like a re-sighting in Jose's front yard. There wasn't another one seen or captured on video, right? And so things were a little bit quiet. And people were kind of like, well, you know, this is just like a one-off kind of thing. It's not like it's in the middle of Metro Fresno area. We're not going to have these creatures walking around undetected. It seems a little weird, right? Like, where are they? If they're out and about, why haven't we seen them again? And that's, you know, it's kind of quiet, and that's kind of how it stood for a while until 2011, when more footage came out. This time it came from Yosemite National Park, which is also in California, actually kind of near Fresno in a way. And this video is also a little bit haunting. It's not as grainy, and you actually get a pretty good visual of these things that I think straight up absolutely resemble the creatures that we see in Jose's 2007 videos. So a lot of people, rightfully so, say, all right, these are the same creatures, right? And this footage in 2011 also comes off of like a security camera type thing that's pointed in the forest onto like a road. And you see, again, two figures walking across the frame. One of them's walking faster than another. There's a point where one actually stops, seems to maybe like look around, and then continues walking. The motion in which these videos are, in which these creatures in this newer video are walking, is very similar to the original video as well. But again, it's more clear, so it's a little, you can tell that there's a little bit of like sway in the legs. They're not just straight up sticks with no bend, right? There's a little bit of bend in the legs. It looks a little bit interesting, I guess. And I will go into the specifics about this video, but just know for now that there was another video seen of what people claim to be the same creature, right? So at this point, and this was in 2011 when the footage out of Yosemite came out and the Fact or Faked episode had just aired. So, you know, the interest in this case is white hot. And people are looking everywhere for any kind of explanation. And Jose actually is confronted around this time. Someone comes to his house and claim that they're Native American. And from their Native American tribe, they actually, he says, this man says to Jose that they have a old tale, an old story in their tribe that regards a very similar creature. And he says that when he saw the video of Jose's front yard, he knew that this was the creature that's in their stories, that's in their belief system, that it's this like very similar two-legged walking god fairy thing, essentially. That's what they equated it to. It was as like a earth fairy. And this like freaked Jose out, right? He kind of bought into it a little bit. But it's never been like independently confirmed that this actually happened, right? That this guy actually came there. And even if someone did come there, like, there's no way to confirm that this guy actually was a part of this tribe. And but when the public got wind of this scenario that had happened, they went crazy for it, right? And so they were trying to link some like old stories, Native American stories, trying to say that this creature has been on North America forever, right? They're trying to link these two things together, which would be really, really cool, to be honest. But, and, you know, we'll go into it more when we get to the theories, but a lot of preliminary, like, research shows that this isn't actually a legitimate thing. There aren't any Native American tribes that have this, this story about this, like, night crawler thing. And a lot of the videos that you might, or a lot of the images that you might see online of like these Native American-esque monuments that look like the night crawlers, that are just like these trees with two long branches to be the legs, those aren't actually Native American monuments at all. Some of them were taken in front of like a DMV. They're kind of like this art sculpture thing that has nothing to do with Native American culture at all. So that whole link to the Native American is a little bit iffy, to say the least. But like I said, we'll go into that more when you go over the theories. But that's where a lot of this story went to. That's the direction that this story went. And then since then, we've had some sporadic sightings around the world. Recently, there was one like in Poland. Every once in a while, you see like a slight video. And if you see something in this background that people think resembles the night crawlers, they're like, oh, another sighting of the night crawler right there, right? And that's kind of where this case has been. But by no means has there been any real leaps in discovering what originally was on these Jose tapes, right? But that doesn't dissuade people from trying, right? There have been so many different people taking so many different angles at this, trying to explain it. There are the skeptics who you know, they say puppet, they say CGI, they say it's just natural wildlife, but it's hard to tell. The pulley system, some sort of rail system with machines of some sort. And, you know, of course, you have the believers on the other side that are saying, well, this is aliens. This is some sort of cryptid and a creature, an animal unknown to science that we see here. And at the end of the day, like I said, there's so little proof, so little evidence in this case that there's no real way to go one way or the other with it, with any kind of certainty, right? But that, you know, there's people online, there's YouTubers, there's conspiracy theorists that will plead their case. There's a lot of people that have tried to recreate it themselves in their own backyards, and they get some interesting results. Like there was one guy who did a pulley system type thing that actually looked pretty convincing. There was a guy that did a CGI. He kind of made a joke about it, but he essentially was carrying a watermelon and walked across his front yard and then just took out the top of his body. So you have this watermelon that's above the legs, and it kind of looks interesting. It doesn't look very similar. It looks interesting. But you have people, you know, trying to disprove it. But again, we really need more evidence, right, to get any kind of solution here. And now you're probably asking, all right, where do I come in? What can I offer here? And I will tell you. So looking at this case and thinking about it, you know, I had to ask myself, like, what is it about this case that could actually give some evidence? What could actually give answers, right? How do we have to look at this thing? We've had people try to recreate over and over again, right? But that just shows that it could be done. It doesn't say that that actually is what was done. You have to look at those original tapes and try to take something from it. And that's kind of when I had an epiphany. And for those of you who don't know, and I assume most of you don't know, actually in my personal still developing career, I take part in certain scientific research that's specifically biomechanics. That's kind of what I do. And thus, I've spent a lot of time tracking, analyzing, quantifying videos of movements of humans and animals, right? And essentially why I would do this in research is to try to get a better understanding of how the movement is occurring, the purpose of the movement, how can the movement be done more efficiently, stuff like that, right? That's where the research lies in biomechanics. And with this background, I kind of looked at it through this lens at this case, and I said, wait, if I could do that same thing, if I could analyze the video, the original video, maybe something could be gained by tracking the movement and seeing how this creature is moving. Maybe there is something that could be learned, right? Is it moving like a human would move? Is it moving like any other known animal moves, right? Is there something non-natural about the way it moves, right? I kind of thought to myself, like, oh my God, there's a lot that could be learned from digitizing and analyzing the movements throughout this video, right? And then comparing the two videos, because like I said, we had the first one and then the one 4 minutes later with the faster creature, right? So that's what I did. I took these videos, I ran them through my analyzation software, and I spent a lot of time putting together all of the information, getting it all to an Excel sheet, graphing it out, right? And I think I found some really interesting stuff that, well, I'll leave it to you guys. But, and I'm sorry to tease you like this, I'm actually going to go over some of the common theories first and explain to you how people have gone about it a little bit. I've kind of already touched on it a little bit, so I won't spend too much time here. But at the very end of all that, I'll give my personal theory that's based on my personal research that has given me a little bit of insight into what could possibly be happening in this case that has so many question marks in it. All right, so one of the first common theories that I've already touched on a little bit is the idea that this was just a human, a child, probably, because like I said, this thing was about around 3 feet tall. So in order for it to maintain that height, we're talking a small human child walking across this front yard. And like I also said, there was that fact or fake team that tried this. And, you know, and for those of you who've seen the video, just physically, the physical attributes of this thing do not match a human at all. Not even close at all. And so if you really are going along with this child theory, and again, the way it walks too doesn't go with humans either, the way that the walking looks at least. So, you know, the people who do want to put forward this theory often talk about how the video has been degraded so much. The quality of the video is so low that this really could actually just be a human. But at this point, looking at it, it's just the video is so bad that it doesn't look human, right? But in reality, it is. At the core, it is a human. And there is some truth to this, the idea that the video is really bad. And I didn't really go into this into detail about this, but there has been a lot of, let's just say maybe mishandling of the original tapes. When Jose saw these creatures on his video camera, he didn't know how to record the VHS tapes that it was recorded onto originally onto another format to be able to send it out to people. So he actually took another separate camcorder and recorded the screen that was showing the original VHS tape from the security camera. And then he went and showed that video from his camcorder to another person who then recorded it off of his camcorder and then put it into a digital format to be able to email it to Univision, and then from there Univision put it onto the presentation screen later, and then someone recorded that screen of the presentation, and then that's what we're seeing a lot of time in these videos. That's like the most common video. All of those other maybe better quality ones are somehow like lost. We don't really know. And so, you know, I say all this to say that, yes, the quality is quite terrible. And maybe if there was better quality, we could get some better detail out of it and maybe distinguish something more. But for now, a lot of people like to point to this to say, yeah, it could have been a human. It could have been a child. But the quality is so low that we can't really tell. And to this, I'd say, yeah, but that kind of just is a little bit of a cop-out. You know, the way that this thing moves isn't human-like at all, and that's not really explainable. You see this clear movement, and it's not like a child. And like I said before, we'd had this the fact or fake team try this out, didn't work, not at all. And so personally, this one doesn't really hit home for me. But where some people like to take this, and this is where I'll bleed into the next common theory here, is that perhaps it was a child or a human. And there has been some editing, some video editing to remove the top half of the body or something like this to make it look as it does, to make it look like it's just legs or something, some sort of video editing, CGI mixed in attempt of a hoax, right? To make it look like these stick figure things that are otherworldly. But in reality, they are actually like a human. And then some people also like to say, well, maybe it was just some sort of other animal that also had some CGI added into it to make it look this way. And you know, to that, this whole CGI idea, it's a little bit far-fetched for me because, again, we have Jose, who within a day of getting these videos, the very next morning, right, he's already sending them. And Jose, and I can't prove this, but from what I understand about Jose and his personal life, he isn't some suave video programmer or anything to that effect, video editor. where's the means, where's the motive either too, because he, for the longest time when he released, or when he, you know, came forward with these videos, he maintained his anonymity. He did not want to be known at all. He didn't want his neighbors to know him. He didn't want to be laughed at. He was honestly terrified, right? He was legitimately scared. And it took him like 6 months or something, that I think it was 4 months actually, to come forward and to like actually give his name. But then even then, he only said Jose, and he only talked to the one reporter that he trusted. And you know, from there it was kind of like, okay, like if he really took the time to video edit this to make some elaborate and frankly very convincing hoax, there's no way, he didn't gain anything out of it. You know what I mean? Like, if he wanted this to make the rounds on the internet, there's 3 million better ways to go about it. He didn't go about it in the way that you would expect if he was really trying to gain notoriety from this in any way. And so to that, you know, that's, and you know, again, that doesn't prove that it wasn't CGI. And because of how low grade this video is, people who do analyze the video cannot come to a conclusion on whether or not it has been tampered with. So that's always going to be a little bit of a question mark in some people's heads. And if it is CGI, then it's pretty damn convincing, I'd say, from someone who I wouldn't say had a means to really do it in the first place. So this one also doesn't quite hit home as much as it should, but we'll go on to the next one from here. So one of the more common theories relies, and again, I hit on this one as well, the Factor Fake team did as well, is it's a puppet on a line, on a pulley system kind of thing, that was all rigged up in front of Jose's yard. Maybe he did this, maybe his neighbors did, playing a prank on him or something to that effect, and this is what we caught on the video. And again, you know, we do have that Factor Fake team that attempted this, you know, with some pretty high dollar and some pretty experienced people doing it, and they couldn't quite recreate it the way they wanted it to. But then we also do have people online. There's actually a very common debunking video on YouTube. I'll link that one in my sources as well, where he does this in his own backyard with a line, fishing line, and he goes in and makes it grainy, makes the video grainy so that you can't tell that there's fishing line holding it up anymore. And he has this like white fabric-y stick figure thing walk across his yard, and it actually looks pretty convincing, I'd say, pretty similar. And he did it within like one afternoon. You know what I mean? So someone with the means and the time and the effort to do this could make it look pretty good and could, yeah, reasonably make it look like the video does. So this one can't completely be ignored as a possibility. Just because the Factor Fake team couldn't do it doesn't mean that someone else could. Again, I bring up the same, why would Jose do this if it was him? Why would he hoax it like this? It could have been a prank or something, but no neighbors have ever come forward saying anything. And a lot of people also talk about, and this is kind of actually a little bit, takes a little bit of the fear away from this case for me, is the idea that it just kind of looks like pants. It looks like pants walking across a yard with no, like, owner of the pants, no torso, just pants flying across the yard. And it kind of does. there's actually a lot of videos and people online that have been making fun of it. And to be honest, it actually, watching these when I was doing my research for this and seeing people make fun of this whole thing, actually kind of took the fear away from me a little bit around this case. So I guess I have that to thank for them. But in all seriousness, like, if someone was trying to prank Jose, and they just had some fishing line and wanted to make something look weird, why not take a pair of pants and do this, you know? And this is an interesting theory that always caught me as like maybe one of the most probable things if we're talking non-supernatural. And it's actually a big factor in the personal research that I did for the biomechanics of this thing that I'll talk about in a little bit here. But a similar theory close to this puppet on a line theory is a kind of like mechanical apparatus on like a rail system or something to that effect, where we have a bit more of an advanced idea, where we have a legitimate like robot type thing going on. You know, you can take your brain in any direction with this one. Just it's very mechanical in nature, essentially, the way, and this is backed up a little bit on the way that it moves. It doesn't look wholly organic, if that makes sense, just based on the video, on the visuals of the video. And this one is all, you know, along the same lines. It's hard to disprove this one as far as it is to as hard as it is to also prove it in any way, shape, or form. And so we kind of just have to leave this one with a little bit of a question mark. It's kind of in the same ballpark as the puppet on a line theory. But again, we have to talk about what would the motive be, the means of it. When people went to this front yard and looked at it, there wasn't evidence of ever having some elaborate rail system going on there. So it's a little bit of a far-fetched one, but I guess it does kind of hit the marks to explain this case a little bit. But anyways, we'll go on to further theories here, and we'll go more into the supernatural realm a little bit. Obviously, we have a lot of people saying this is an alien. This is an alien being that is somehow wandering around Fresno, and then eventually maybe made its way to Yosemite as well, and maybe doing some searching, looking for something, who knows. Obviously, we're talking about some sort of odd figured alien, small, no arms, no discernible real, like, I guess, body or torso, again, that has just legs, and then like a small knob of a head, and some sort of weird flowing fabric as an as its external, I don't know, skin or clothing or whatever it is. It's very odd looking if we're going to go down that route, the idea that it's an alien. But then again, you know, who knows what a real alien would look like. So many people point to this and say it's obviously not of this world. What we're seeing, how it walks, how it got into the front yard through a locked gate, and it's that small, where it went, things like that. And then, it, you know, it's not a coincidence that the dogs had been barking and there's been general unrest in that area. It's because the aliens were there, you know, kind of secretly walking around. And then obviously when the whole Native American folklore came forward, people were like, yes, these aliens have been in this area forever. The Native Americans knew about it. It was in their stories. They have monuments about it, which has since been a little bit disproven. Like I said, there's no, upon further research, there are no Native American tribes in that area that have any kind of folklore regarding any kind of creature like this. That's kind of people connecting dots where there aren't any. Hoping for something exciting there. But, you know, the fact remains that this whole alien idea, if this is what an alien indeed looks like, it's quite unnerving, to say the least. And again, there's no real way to disprove this. I would just figure that if aliens were going to visit this planet, I doubt they're going to be walking through some random guy's front yard in Fresno, and that's all we've seen, kind of thing. And I say that as to a little bit discount the Yosemite videos, and I guess I can hit on that now, is the idea that these videos that are the video that came out of Yosemite in 2011 has been called into some pretty heavy questions, some pretty heavy criticism, almost to the point where it is fully known to be a hoax. And this is for a few reasons. Firstly, the air date of the original Fact or Faked episode that showed Jose's videos was in 2010, and then this Yosemite video came out early 2011. You know, the interest in this case was white hot. People wanted to recreate this in some way. We have this camera that was never set up until this first night when the video was taken. Sketchy source that has no real reason to have had the camera in the first place. We have some insider people, and this is all a little bit conjecture here, but I've read that there are people that are saying they know the people that took the video and they know that it was a hoax. And there's just all these things about it. People who have analyzed the video heavily suspect that it's some sort of CGI. And honestly, it kind of does look a little bit less convincing than the original videos that I don't think were CGI'd. So that all being said, again, it could be a legitimate video, but all signs are pointing to the idea that the Yosemite video is not legitimate, and I will have to take that for that on that surface level and just kind of focus more on the Jose videos here. And again, if these were aliens walking around, it's not unheard of to idealize that they're, you know, hiding around in Yosemite, which is a huge national park with tons of you know, wooded area that they could convincingly hide in. But in general, I don't believe the Yosemite video. So we're going to have to go on from there onto the next theory, which is a little bit less supernatural. And that's the idea that these creatures seen in Jose's videos are just animals, most notably maybe birds like cranes. And if you've ever seen a long-legged crane walk, in some ways it kind of does look like the creatures in the videos a little bit. You have these very skinny stick leg type things. You have very long lower body with a very short upper body. And obviously these creatures don't look like birds in the video. But again, that's people saying, well, this video is so grainy, so degraded that for some reason we can't see the head of the bird. All we see is the like lower legs, and the fabric or whatever that's flowing in the wind is actually just their feathers flowing in the wind. Or to some regards, it's just some sort of animal that's known in the area that we're just misidentifying, essentially. And, you know, I could see that to a certain extent, the idea that it is degraded enough that we can't quite tell, but it is completely natural. And, you know, that idea is, it has some merit. But where I draw the line on a lot of these theories personally is on its movement. How it's moving. You know, we can talk all day about its physical features, what it actually looks like on the outside, but the way it moves, that is something that's really odd. Really, really odd. Something that is not like a crane. It doesn't move like a crane. A crane still has a bend in its knee. Actually, it bends its knee backwards. If you've ever seen a crane walk, it's kind of freaky, actually. But yeah, again, these things in the video, they're straight-legged, stick-leg things. That are like gliding across this yard. And it, for me, you have to match the movement to the theory. If your theory doesn't account for this weird movement, then in my mind, it doesn't come all the way to explaining what happened here. And again, that's what I was trying to do with my own personal research. But anyways, we'll continue on here. Sorry, I'm kind of droning on about these existing theories, so I'll try to wrap it up here pretty quick. Another one is that this thing, this cryptid, is a creature unknown to science, right? It's of this earth, but it's unknown. Very few sightings of it, right? We have some here and there, but it's just some sort of animal type thing that is unknown, that is trying to maintain its mystery. It's trying to stay hidden. And again, this one, you know, it's vague enough to where you can't really disprove it, but you can prove it. So it's a little bit of a dead end on that one, but it is interesting. You know, if you think about the idea of the Loch Ness Monster or Bigfoot, we have all these cryptids that could, I guess, be hiding, and we're just really having trouble finding them and nailing them down. And this could be another one, I guess. But again, the location's weird. The middle of, you know, urban Fresno. It's a little odd that it's walking through this random front yard. But it is vague enough to where we can't quite say definitely not. Another theory here is the idea of stilt use. If any of you guys have seen people walk on stilts, this is a kind of movement that does match what we see in the video. It's odd, though. The creatures in the video are so short that the idea of something walking on stilts in this video, it doesn't really make any sense. You know, if you had a human on stilts, maybe you could match this movement, but they'd be 8 feet tall, 9 feet tall. You wouldn't have a 3 foot tall thing on stilts. You know what I mean? I don't know how this logically makes sense. But I hadn't seen anybody suggest this online, but this is what came to mind for me when I was thinking about stilt use, is the idea, well, okay, maybe what happened here is it's CGI, right? But it's CGI'd a video of someone walking in stilts with like a clown pants on, which is what they commonly do, right? They wear these flowy pants to cover their stilts. That's kind of what it looks like, right? I think maybe if we are going with the idea of stilt use, it was CGI'd in there. And so the metrics don't add up. The height doesn't add up, but that's because it's a video planted into a video. So the height isn't going to make sense, but you have these things walking like stilts through the video that aren't logically the right height. But I think the only thing that could explain that is CGI. But again, I don't personally think that CGI is the most reliable form of explanation here. So with all that, with all of those theories there, you guys have a pretty good sound understanding of where everyone else in this case sits. What are the common theories? How people feel about it? And from here, from what I've explained, there really hasn't been much more. And so that's why I was really, really excited to dive into this and see what I could offer personally new to this case. And I think you guys are going to enjoy what I came up with. Okay, so first, as I go into my personal theory here, let me explain where my head was at, what I wanted to discover here with this research. And that was essentially, if we're looking at something in this video that is organic, that's obeying the laws of physics, like an animal, like a human, even like some unknown cryptid, if it's walking naturally through this front yard, then it's going to obey certain things that are known about locomotion, right? About the biomechanics of locomotion. And some of these things that are known, especially with humans, this is the most extensively studied right now, is the idea that walking is essentially like an inverted pendulum. And I'm gonna try to not to use too much technical jargon here, but I essentially wanted to compare what's known about the biomechanics of human walking and to the further extent what's known about the biomechanics of just general animal locomotion, and try to compare it, right? And like I said, in humans, we have this inverted pendulum where essentially you have a center of mass that's located around the waist, kind of usually when you're walking, and then your legs act and swing in an inverted pendulum motion that's consistently transmitting forces from, you know, potential energy to kinetic energy, and it's doing it very efficiently. That's why walking doesn't take up too much energy, right? It's not metabolically taxing on humans to walk. That's why we can walk everywhere all the time and not really get tired out, because we're very efficient. We have this inverted pendulum. And if you were to track a human walking, right, through a similar situation as to what I did when I digitized these videos of these aliens, these creatures in the front yard, what you would see is that with humans and in general with locomotive animals that have limbs, you'll have very, very small changes in velocity as they walk. And this change in velocity will happen during, you know, when you're walking, if you can imagine, when you step forward, when you lift off with one foot, that's going to be close to the peak of your velocity in your gait, right? And as you fall and you continue to go through that stance motion and you're about to catch yourself with your next foot, right, that's where about your velocity is going to be the lowest. And then you repeat that. So you have this constantly, it's small, but it is a changing velocity as you walk, even though you feel like when you're walking, you're maintaining a velocity, which for the most part you are, but very minutely, you do have changing velocity. And like I said, this is true for most animals that have limbs that walk. You know, if you think about like a snake maybe, or fish, it's not always going to be the case. But for most limbed animals, like this cryptid is, I expected to see that, right? And that's one of the first things I looked at is does it obey or does it match similarly to what I know about the biomechanics of human walking? And what I found here what I did is I took both videos, right? I took the first video of the slower cryptid and then the second video 4 minutes later of the faster one. And I tracked them with this digitizing software, and I wanted to look at this point frame by frame, going frame by frame and seeing how it acted. And from there, I was able to grab numbers based on the displacement of this dot. And what I saw, and you know, I'll put this Excel sheet up on the sources here so you guys can take a look for yourselves. But what we see is when you look at the velocity of this thing, it does match with what I expected to see out of something that is organic, like a human, like an animal. It has a ever so slightly, but a changing velocity that coincides with it walking through its different phases of its gait, right? And that was interesting to me. And you ask, well, why is that interesting? Well, if you're talking about something that's maybe on a rail system or CGI or on a pulley system that's maybe, you know, very well done, you might be talking about something that doesn't have a changing velocity at all, that doesn't obey normal biomechanics of locomotion, right? But this thing does. And that doesn't necessarily, you know, the more that I thought about this, that doesn't necessarily rule out a ton of things. Because if we're going to idealize that there was a pulley system, maybe if you can imagine someone's on the other end of the yard pulling on a string, every time that the person pulls with one arm, grabs the next one, and pulls down on that one, there, you know, maybe there would be a slightly minute change of velocity as this happens. You know, and if we take like a CGI video of someone on stilts, then obviously that person on stilts is going to have this same kind of biomechanics based on the stance phase here, and we would see similar things even though it is CGI. So the more I thought about it, the more I was like, well, this doesn't really necessarily X out too many possibilities. But, and I kind of accidentally found this, something really interesting caught my eye. And I only would have found this based on me tracking this thing through every frame of the video. What I found is that on both videos, like I alluded to earlier, they walk through the yard, right? And then they pass underneath the camera, and then they go out of frame, right? Beneath the camera. And what I found was that when the first creature passed at the bottom of the frame, it goes beneath the timestamp, right, that is on the video, right? I said there's a timestamp. You can see it says around like 1 o'clock, it's like 12:42 at night, right? It passes beneath this timestamp because the timestamp is just like over the video, right? Between both videos, what we know is consistent in space is that timestamp, because again, the video is mounted on a wall. Where this timestamp is in relation to what's behind it, right, the actual grass that's behind it, is exactly the same in both videos. Exactly the same, right? So taking that, when you watch this creature walk beneath the timestamp, and then you compare it to where the second creature also walked beneath the timestamp, they walked at exactly the same and crossed the timestamp at the exact same point. The exact same point. And I actually outlined, I took two screenshots, I outlined the creatures, I drew a straight line to show you guys that the point at which these creatures walked across the yard, and then for this reason, I assumed that the entire walk across the yard was at the exact same path, and I can't stress this enough, exactly the same point, right, in space across this yard, which is where it becomes unrealistic, completely unrealistic. If you have two separate creatures, say it's two birds walking across the front yard, there is going to be at least a small difference in the path that they took across this yard, right? Two humans walking across, the same human trying to walk the exact same path, still couldn't do it, right? There's going to be a small difference, but there's no difference. And what does this lead me to believe? Well, it leads me to believe that this is not natural, that this is maybe a pulley system, and then maybe even CGI, the same, that takes the same path, maybe less on the CGI kind of thing, but I think either maybe a pulley system or a rail system in which you have these things that aren't actually things, they're inanimate objects, right, going across the yard in the exact same path. I think the only way that happens is you have a predetermined path, right, through a pulley system, through a string. And again, we have these people online that are making almost exact replicas of this video, doing their own pulley systems. And, you know, initially I hated that. I was like, oh, that's such a anticlimactic explanation. That would be so boring if that's actually the case. But I think it is. I think what we see here is not supernatural at all. And, you know, it is a little bit disheartening if I'm right in this regard. And again, this isn't proof that it's not supernatural. It's just something that's pointing heavily towards the idea that this was not something that is naturally explainable. It's something that was set up, right? And I wanted it as much as you guys did to be something more. But, you know, this is why we do this. This is the scientific method. This is I wanted to find something out, and this is what the evidence is pointing me to believe, whether I like it or not, right? And something that's interesting, though, is based on what I've just said, people who really, really believe in the alien theory, they're not quite out of the running yet. You know, if in very hypothetical, follow me here, if we're to believe that this is some hyper intelligent, different kind of creature that works on different wavelengths than we do, who's to say that it's not two separate creatures that through some sort of telepathy or monitoring system or something that we have no idea about, this is how they were going to walk across the yard. They were going to follow the exact same path because of how they work, right? It's something that we don't understand, some sort of mental telepathy that they were able to walk the exact same path. And, you know, for people that really believe this alien theory, I guess that is a possibility as well. But I think at the end of the day, we may never know precisely what went on there. I've heard, unfortunately, and I can't confirm this, but what I've heard, because he did want to keep his identity anonymous, but what I've heard is that Jose has passed since at the time of this recording. He's no longer with us, so I don't think there's anybody that's going to go out there and get any kind of concrete answers as to what actually happened on that night. But for now, based on what everything I've seen and based on this new research that I've done here, I think more arrows are pointing towards the idea that this is a setup, this is a hoax or a prank that involves some sort of police system, rail system, of predetermined, you know, there was a puppet being pulled on a string on a predetermined course, and that's what we're seeing here. I know it's not the most exciting thing, and I'm sorry for those of you who are hoping more of a question mark at the end of this, but, you know, this is what I came up with, and to deny the data would be very unscientific of me, so that's what I have. And again, all of this data that I have here that I've been explaining will be on the sources of this video in my Facebook page, along with all of the other debunkers and videos that I've been talking about as well. And with that, I am going to bring this episode to a close. I had way too much fun researching and preparing this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. It was a bit different today, considering this was, you know, really my first time adding information to an unsolved case/mystery that perhaps people can draw information from in the future and narrow down the possibilities. I'm proud with what I came up with. Again, I'm sorry that I didn't come quite to the conclusion that I was really hoping for, but in all honesty, like, this kind of takes a little bit of the fear away from this case for me. I'm not sitting in the dark about it. I feel like I really went out there and solved something in my mind, and that kind of puts my mind at ease a little bit. But, you know, again, I can't deny what the data says. But after all, to think that these creatures really are like aliens or cryptid animals of some sort, we really do need a lot more in the way of reliable proof or reliable evidence before these crazy assertions can be made. The people that do want to say alien and cryptid, you know, I think I've quoted this quote before on the show, but it's really applicable in so many situations. But extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. And in this case, the evidence points to a non-supernatural explanation, right? And I'll always maintain this podcast has to center on a scientific backing rather than just declaring everything supernatural. And, you know, that's why we do this, to hopefully get to the bottom of some things. And, you know, I hope you guys are satisfied with the actual research that I did. If you have any problems with it and want to talk to me about it, go ahead and send me a message on Facebook. I'd always love to hear from you guys. But in any event, you guys have a great rest of your day, and I will see you next time.